item number one from the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report on the 2012 Community Development Block Grant allocation process and public hearing. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chair. Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I first would like to announce that Jim Matthey is our new division administrator for housing. He brings a lot of experience, credibility, and excitement to the position, so we're very happy to have him. So just want to congratulate Jim.
Congratulations.
So we've invited the organizations to give two-minute presentations today, really to talk about how their projects meet the national objectives and also the projects fall within our jurisdiction. After these projects are presented, our staff and some outside entity is going to be part of a panel that's going to review these projects through an objective scoring process. Then we'd like to make recommendations to the board sometime by the end of this week so that by next week the recommendations will be put forth to this committee to consider. Once this board approves the projects on March 12th, then we'll post the projects on our website for 30 days as a requirement by HUD for public review. So with that said, if there's no questions,
Mr. Colon, I just want to double check with you. We basically, on the timing, is 3 minutes. Is it 3 minutes to speak or two?
Two and one minute
for questions?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I wanted to double check that. And then also for committee members, before we go right into the public hearing, I know we're a bit delayed, but I just wanted to remind everybody that this is a transition time for the county with the federal government on the requirements for being eligible and receiving these funds. And so right now we have a schedule of presentations that has a large group of different agencies that are requesting a total of a little bit over $1 million. Then we had five more proposals that are in a separate category. The first group are entities that, at least by initial review, the department feels is potentially eligible for funds. The last five in the separate category, which is Hunger Task Force and WRTP, between them they have five applications. Those are applications that at first overview the department feels is not eligible or should not receive the funds. We are hearing all of those because County Board staff during this transition time are looked at this and felt that those five might potentially be eligible. So whichever group that you're in, it's not automatic that you would receive funding or not receive funding. We already have requests totaling more than a third of the amount of dollars that we have. So we really have to cut this down by a third as far as total funding. But I wanted to, so just so you understand which category you're in, and we'll proceed from there. Madam Clerk, would you read the notice of the public hearing?